Clark Colvin and his lady gay were walking to yon garden green. The belt about her slender waist had cost Clark Colvin crowns 15. Oh, listen well now, Clark Colvin. Oh, listen well what I do say. When ye go to the Wallace stream, don't ye go near the pretty maid. Oh, never fear, my lady fair, no need to take such care of me. I never saw a woman in all my life that I could love as well as thee. And he mounted on his berry brown steed, and merry, merry rode he on, until he came to the Wallace stream, and there he spied the mermaiden. Wash on, ye pretty maid, that wash so clean your shift of silk. It's all for you, my gentle knight, my skin is whiter than the milk. He took her by the milk-white hand, he took her by the sleeve so green, and he forgot his fair lady, and he went with the mermaiden. Alas, alas, cries Clark Colvin, oh, why so sorely aches my head? Perhaps you've lain with a fair lady since last you saw your mermaiden. But you'll take out your little penknife, and from my shift you'll cut a strip, and tie it round your lovely head, and then the pain will ease its grip. He took out his little penknife, and from her shift he did cut a strip, and she tied it round and round his head, and yet the pain increased its grip. Alas, alas, cries Clark Colvin, it sore and sorer aches my head, and sorer, sorer ever will the mermaid cries till he be dead. Then he took out his trusty blade and sought to stab her where she stood, but she is turned into a fish and merrily sprang into the flood. He mounted on his berry brown steed, and gloomy, gloomy rode he home. And heavily, heavily lighted he down when he came to his lady's door. Oh, mother, mother, make my bed. Oh, gentle lady, lay me down. Oh, brother, brother, unbend my bow. It'll never be bent by me again. His mother, she didn't make his bed. His gentle lady laid him down. His brother, he unbent his bow. It never was bent by him again.